Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem of Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin, the third parak Rehuv based in. The Zechus Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chai Bas Esther. So the three daps are going to focus on number one, the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis stated regarding blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah in the base of Migdash, Ushtei Chatzros Sos Minat Stadim, and two trumpets are blown at the sides. Shofar Marich V'Chatzros M'Katzros Shemitzah Zayom B'Shofar. The shofar blast is extended, and the trumpets blow short for the midst of the days with the shofar. Gemara asks, "Betray kol mishtameh, and are two sounds that issue simultaneously distinguishable?" But was taught in a brisa, "Zachar b'shamar b'dibor echad nemru." The mitzvahs remember the Shabbos day and to guard the Shabbos day were pronounced by Kosh Baruch Hu in a single utterance. Mashe'ein a pe yachol adaber ve'ein a ozen yachol lishmoa. Something the human mouth cannot pronounce and the human ear cannot ordinarily hear. So after the first answer is rejected, the Gemara answers that two sounds issuing from one person are not discernible, whereas two sounds from two people are discernible in certain circumstances, such as in the case of Hallel and Megillah, where even 10 people can read them simultaneously. Since each of these readings are dear to the listener, he puts his mind to discern every word. Here too, since the mitzvah of shofar is dear, he puts his mind to hear the sound of the shofar while the trumpets are blown. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that the mouth of the shofar blown on Rosh Hashanah in the base of Migdash is plated with gold, whereas the mouths of the shofars blown on fast days are plated with silver. The Gemara gives two reasons to explain the difference. If you prefer, you can say, Kol kinufia de kesef, who every assembly is convened with silver instruments, as it's written, Aseh l'choshtei chatzrotzos kesef, make for yourself two trumpets of silver, and they shall be yours for the summoning of the assembly. Therefore, since the purpose of blowing on a fast day is to assemble the people for tefillah, the shofars must be played with silver. Or, if you prefer, say that, HaTorah chasal mamonon shi Yisrael. The Torah was concerned for Yisrael's money and did not want to burden the communal treasury with the expense of plating with gold. Now, the Gemara asks that if there's a monetary burden, then the shofar Rosh Hashanah shall also be played with silver. And the answer is, Afilu hachi kavod yantav adif. Nevertheless, contributing to the honor of Rosh Hashanah by plating the shofar with gold is a greater consideration. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists many physical defects that make a shofar possible, and the Gemara brings brises that identify additional psulim. It was taught, Hafchu betakabo wiyatza. If he reversed the shofar and blew into it, he's not fulfilled his chiyuv. But Papa said, don't see the cases where he reversed the shofar like one who reverses a shirt. Rather, the brisa means that he widened the narrow end and narrowed the wide end. What's the reason for disqualifying such a shofar? It's like the statement of Rav Masna who said, the Torah says, V'havarta, and you shall cause a truah to pass. This teaches, derchav rasul be'inan, that we require the shofar to be blown in a manner in which it's carried on the animal's head, meaning with the original narrow end still narrow and the original wide end still wide. So once again, the three points are number one, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis stated, regarding blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah in the base of Migdash, Ushtei Chatzros is Minot Stadim, and two trumpets are blown at the sides. Shofar Marich, V'Chatzros is Mekatzros, Shemitzah Zayom B'Shofar. The shofar blast is extended, and the trumpets blow short for the midst of the days with the shofar. The Gemara asks, V'Trei Kol Yimim Shtameh, and are two sounds that issue simultaneously distinguishable? But it was taught in a brisa, Zachor V'Shamor B'Dibra Echad Nemru. The mitzvahs remember the Shabbos day and to guard the Shabbos day were pronounced by Kosh Baruch Hu in a single utterance, Masha'ina pe yachol ledaber ve'ina ozen yachol yishmoa, something the human mouth cannot pronounce and the human ear cannot ordinarily hear. After the first answer is rejected, the Gemara answers that two sounds issuing from one person are not discernible, whereas two sounds from two people are discernible in certain circumstances, such as in the case of Hallel and Megillah, where even 10 people can read them simultaneously. Kevin do chaviv yaiv daite. Since each of these readings are dear to the listener, he puts his mind to discern every word. So here too, since the mitzvah of shofar is dear, he puts his mind to hear the sound of the shofar while the trumpets are blown. Point number two, the Mishnah states that the mouth of the shofar blown in Rosh Hashanah in the base of Migdash is plated with gold, whereas the mouths of shofars blown on fast days are plated with silver. The Gemara gives two reasons to explain the difference. If you prefer, you can say, Kol kinufia de kesef, who every assembly is convened with silver instruments, as is written, Aseh l'choshtei chatzrotzos kesef, make for yourself two trumpets of silver, and they shall be yours for the summoning of the assembly. Therefore, since the purpose of blowing on a fast day is to assemble the people for tefillah, the shofars must be plated with silver. Or, if you prefer, say that, HaTorah chasal mamonon shi Yisrael. The Torah was concerned for Yisrael's money and did not want to burden the communal treasury with the expense of plating with gold. Now, the Gemara asks that if there's a monetary burden, then the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should also be plated with silver. And the answer is, Hafiyo hachi kavod yantav adif. Nevertheless, contributing to the honor of Rosh Hashanah by playing the shofar with gold is a greater consideration. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah lists many physical defects that make a shofar puzzle, and the Gemara brings brises that identify additional psulim. It was taught, Hafchu v'takubo v'yatsa. If he reversed the shofar and blew into it, he has not fulfilled his chiyuv. But Papa said, do not see the cases where he reverses a shofar like one reverses a shirt. Ela shehir chivas akotzer v'kitzer as a rochav. Rather, the brisa means that he widened the narrow end and narrowed the wide end. What's the reason for disqualifying such a shofar? It's like the statement of Rav Masna, who said, the Torah says, v'havarta, and you shall cause a trua to pass. This teaches derech havarasa be'inan, that we require the shofar to be blown in a manner in which it's carried on the animal's head, meaning with the original narrow end still narrow, and the original wide end still wide. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Dav Chav Zayin, and our standard simmon is a kazoo. A kazoo is the toy instrument that kids blow into that makes a buzzing sound. So here goes. The two kids who proudly blew their silver kazoos as the Baal Takeah blew a shofar whose mouth was plated in gold were appalled when their friend blew into his kazoo from the wrong end. Once again, slow motion. The two kids who proudly blew their silver kazoos, that must be more in Dav Chav Zayin. The two kids who proudly blew their silver kazoos, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Dav Chav Vav and Beis stated regarding blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah in the Beis of Migdash, the two trumpets are blown at the sides. The shofar marich, v'chatzos is mekatzos, shemitzos a yom b'shofar. The shofar blast is extended, the trumpets blow short, for the midst of the day is with the shofar. The Gemara clarifies that two sounds from two people are discernible in certain circumstances, such as in the case of Halal and Megill, where even 10 people can read them simultaneously, kevin dochaviv yahiv daite. Since each of these readings are dear to the listener, he puts his mind to discern every word. Here too, since the mitzvah of shofar is dear, he puts his mind to hear the sound of the shofar while the trumpets are blown. So the two kids who probably blew their silver kazoos as the Baal Takeah blew a shofar, whose mouth was plated in gold, which reminds us, the Mishnah say that the mouth of the shofar blown on Rosh Hashanah in the base of Migdash is plated with gold, whereas the mouths of shofars blown on fast days are plated with silver. Two reasons are given for the difference. If you prefer, you can say every assembly is convened with silver instruments based on the Pasuk, or you can say a Torah Chasam, Mamon, and Sheyisrael. The Torah is concerned for Yisrael's money and did not want to burn the communal treasury with the expense of plating with gold. The Gemara said if there's a monetary burden, then the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should also be plated with silver, and answers, Hafil Hachi, Kavid Yantav Adif. Nevertheless, contributing to the honor of Rosh Hashanah by plating the shofar with gold is a greater consideration. So the two kids who probably blew their silver kazoos as the Baal Takeah blew a shofar, whose mouth was plated in gold, were appalled when their friend blew into his kazoo from the wrong end. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Hafku v'takubo u'yatza, if he reversed the shofar and blew into it, he's not fulfilled his chiyuv. The Torah says, v'havarta, and shall cause a trua to pass. This teaches derech havarasu be'inan, that we require the shofar to be blown in a manner in which it is carried on the animal's head, meaning with the original narrow end still narrow and the original wide end still wide. So once again, the two kids who probably blew their silver kazoos as the Baal Takeah blew a shofar, whose mouth was plated in gold, were appalled when their friend blew into his kazoo from the wrong end. All right, now it's time for a four-block back Hazara. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach. Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chaf Gimel. The kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a Chaser Math, which reminds that torches were only lit for a Chaser Math because of a gazelle on account of a situation in which Rosh Chodesh falling a deficient month falls on Erev Shabbos, which would cause confusion for those living far away and trying to determine which day was Rosh Chodesh when the torches were lit, was it Shabbos. So the kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a Chaser Math disturbed the person living alone next to a Hadas in the wilderness, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol lomed Torah ve'enam olamda, doma lahadas b'midbar." Whoever learns Torah and does not teach it to others is like a hadas in the wilderness. The hadas, which is very fragrant, goes unappreciated in the wilderness where there's no one to benefit from its fragrance. But there are those who have a different version of what Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol lomed Torah molamda b'makom she'ein talmid chachamim, doma lahadas b'midbar d'chaviv." Whoever learns Torah and teaches it in a place where there are no other talmid chachamim is like a hadas in the wilderness, which is precious because of its scarcity there. So the kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a Chaser month disturbed the person learning alone next to a Hadas in the wilderness under the moon whose indent never faced the sun. Which reminds the Basin would ask the Adam if the indent and the moon faced the sun or was away from the sun. And if he answered it was facing the sun, he had said nothing. Since the moon receives its light from the sun, the indent and the moon can never face the sun. For Rabbi Yochanan said, Hashem makes peace in the heavens by arranging creation so the sun never sees the indentation of the moon, the Chal Shadaita, for if it did, the moon would be disheartened. Dav Chav Dalet. So the Simur Dav Chav Dalet is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The witness was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher. Pitcher, that must be more Dav Chav Dalet, kud. The witness was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher, which reminds us that if they didn't say we saw the moon reflected in the water or reflected through a lantern or we saw it through the clouds, they cannot testify. But and similarly, if they say we saw half of it reflected in the water or half of it in the clouds, or half of it through a lantern, they may not testify about it. The Gemara clarifies that these latter statements are coming to teach they may not testify even if they saw the other half in the sky. So the witnesses who were peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shouted from the shouts of Makudash, Makudash, which reminds us the Gemara brings the source of the Rosh Beis Din to say Makudash and for the nation to respond Makudash, Makudash. So the witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shattered from the shouts of Makudash, Makudash, that were said after the witnesses pointed to the correct position of the moon on the Rosh Beis Din's astronomy tablet, which reminds us that three reasons are given as to how Rabbi Gamliel was permitted to have various moon shapes on a tablet to help the witnesses to clarify what they saw, despite the pasuk that says, Lo sa'asuniti, you shall not make with me, which is interpreted to mean, Lo sa'asun kedmu shamashai, you shall not make images of my servants who serve me on high. The first answer is that since Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, many people were frequently in attendance, therefore there was no suspicion they were being worshipped, or the prakim hava, they were made of sections, or l'islamet asa, Rabbi Gamliel made the images for the purpose of study. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary party? That must be more Daf Chaf Hei. The husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party. Perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact Chalakim. Which reminds us, Rabbi Gamliel had a tradition from the house of his father's father that the new moon is never less than 29 and a half days, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 Chalakim from the previous one. So the husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party. Perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact Chalakim, was devastated when Basin validated the wrong date. Which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva comforted Rabbi Yeshua, whom Rabbi Gamliel forced to come to Basin carrying his staff and money on the day that Rabbi Yeshua held was Yom Kippur, by reminding what Rabbi Yeshua himself had taught. With regard to the designation of the Yom Tovim, the word Osam is repeated three times and spelled defectively without the Vav, and is therefore expounded as if it were vowelized Atem, you. This teaches us, Atem afil shogegim, Atem afil mizidim, Atem afil mutim. The festivals you declare are valid even if you choose the wrong date in error, even if you choose the wrong date deliberately, meaning they declared Rosh Chodesh on the wrong date for some compelling reason that entitles them to do so, and even if you were misled. So the husband who planned a spectacular silver anniversary party, perfectly timed for Rosh Chodesh, down to the exact Chalakim, was devastated when Basin validated the wrong date before two judges who saw the new moon had a chance to testify. Which reminds us, if Basin alone saw the new moon, two of the judges should stand and testify before the others, even though Ein Shmiya Domu L'Ariya, Rabbi Zera explains this case was when they saw the new moon at night, when Basin cannot be Mekadesh, the moon. Chavav, so the Simur Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldier who mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, that must be wearing Dav Chavav. The soldier mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, unlike the others who wore shofars of other animals, which reminds us that the Chachamim hold that all types of horns are kosher to be used as shofars except for cow horns because they're called Karen's horns and not shofars. Rabbi Yossi holds all horns are called Karen's as well, and he brings a pasuk to expound that a cow horn is also referred to as a shofar. So the soldier mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, unlike the others who wore shofars of other animals, was forced to remove the gold stitching from his white garments, which reminds us two additional reasons are given why the Chachamim do not permit cow horns as shofars. Ula said it's based on the principle of Ein Kategor Nasi Senegor. Just as the Kohen Gadol does not wear gold when he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim in Yom Kippur, because it recalls the sin of the Egel Zahav, using a cow horn as a shofar also recalls the sin of the Egel Zahav. Abai says the reason is because the pasuk calls for a single shofar. Not like a cow's horn, since it's composed of individual shells, it appears like two or three shofars. So the soldier mistakenly wore a cow horn on his helmet for the coup, unlike the others who were shofars of other animals, was forced to remove the gold stitching from his white garments and bend down in submission on Rosh Hashanah and blow a ben shofar. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda holds that one should use a ben shofar on Rosh Hashanah to reflect a sense of submission and a straight one on the Yom Kippur Yovel to reflect freedom. The Tanakhama holds a straight one should be used on Rosh Hashanah and a bent one should be used on fast days. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.